U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski this morning condemned President Trump for saying that four left-wing congresswomen should go back to where they came from. All four congresswomen are non-white. Democrats quickly denounced the president's statements on Twitter as racist. What's more surprising is that starting last night, several Republican members of Congress also criticized the president's tweets. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski issued her messages on Facebook and Twitter. "There's no excuse for the president's spiteful comments," she wrote. "They were absolutely unacceptable, and this needs to stop." Murkowski called for a higher standard of decorum and decency. Her postings attracted several thousand comments. A lot of Facebook users thanked her, and a few defended what the president said. On Twitter, many scolded her for not using the word racist to describe the president's tweet. Senator Dan Sullivan had not weighed in by Monday evening when he went into the Senate to take a turn presiding over the chamber.
Looking at this, I just, as I preside, so I'll put out a statement when I've read through it all.
A couple of hours later, Sullivan's office sent an email. It does not mention the president or his tweet. It does mention the National Democratic Party. Sullivan says the Democrats have turned too far to the left, and he accuses the party of being, among other things, anti-Israel and anti-energy. Sullivan also says Republicans and Democrats should be respectful and civil. Congressman Don Young did not issue an official comment on the president's tweet by Monday evening, and his office did not respond to a question Monday afternoon. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.